I'm thrilled that we're getting a new medical school for Kent, actually. I'm really, really, it's hard to put into words how pleased I am. We knew when we set off doing the bid, when there was first the announcement in 2016, it was going to be a long shot for Kent. There's been lots of competition with other universities that wanted to start new medical schools. Others were further ahead on the journey. So I'm really, really delighted that we've been successful. We have a real challenge attracting doctors and nurses and other healthcare professionals, but particularly doctors, to work in the hospitals and in primary care and GP surgeries in Kent. We have this kind of dual challenge of being a very rural area and the coastal communities of East Kent, but also within reach of London. So doctors can choose to go and work in London, and often those big teaching hospitals are more attractive places to work than our local hospitals. So having a medical school here will give doctors more opportunities, senior doctors more opportunities to teach and do research. So that'll make it more attractive to senior doctors. And also it'll give students a chance to get to know the area, so they're more likely to think of coming and working here when they qualify. So students are going to start studying in 2020. I think it's going to have more than one location. So the main campus will be in Canterbury. But I'm also know that they've been looking at having kind of satellites in and around Maidstone and Medway, for example. I know that many years ago there was a previous attempt to get a medical school in the area, but that didn't succeed. And so I think there was a level of nervousness when this bid started that we might have another sort of repeat of that. But this time, and all credit to Canterbury Christchurch and the University of Kent, who've worked together on the bid, supported by the NHS and the group of Kent MPs, but all credit to the universities particularly for putting in a successful bid and making the compelling case that Kent, rather than many other areas, should be one of the five get a medical school.